to the Alexandria Women's History Walk. This is our 1 mile tour, which covers a mile and 12 different sites, most of them in Old Town Alexandria. This is a self-guided walking tour. Simply follow the directions as we give them, and it will take you from site to site. The timing is up to you, so proceed at your own comfortable pace. Please know that there is much more to women's history in Alexandria than can be covered in any one tour. This is just a sampling. If you're interested in learning more, please see other longer tours also available in podcasts. Our first site, and where our tour begins, is at the Lyles Crouch School at 530 South St. Asaph Street. Lyles Crouch Traditional Academy, serving children in kindergarten through grade 5, was built in 1958 and is named for two African-American educators, Mr. Rosier Lyles and Mrs. Carrie Crouch. Mrs. Crouch followed in the tradition of other African-American women educators who worked hard to ensure education for African-American children at a time when Alexandria public schools were segregated. Others include Sylvia Morris, an African-American woman who opened a dame school for African-American children in her home in the 1780s, Jane A. Crouch and Sarah Gray, both in 1861, were two free African-American women born in Alexandria who co-founded the St. Rose Institute to educate African-American children, offering day and evening classes. They also worked to help escaping slaves learn to read and write. Gray later helped open the first select colored school in 1862, and she eventually became the principal of the Hallowell School for Girls. Now walk one block north to Wilkes Street, turn right, and walk two blocks to South Royal Street, turn right. Our second site is the Hannah Jackson Home, which was on the east side of South Royal between Wilkes and Wolf Streets. The home is long gone, but what occurred here remains a part of our history. Hannah Jackson was a free African-American laundress who lived here in the early 1800s. She saved her pennies, and in 1815 had enough saved to pay $135, a great deal of money then, to buy a slave named Solomon. Solomon was Hannah Jackson's son. In the years after, she used her money from doing other people's laundry to buy her sister Esther, Esther's four children, and her own granddaughter Ann Weaver. All of them became free, and their names are recorded in the court records. Free blacks, as people like Hannah Jackson were called, were often self-employed in towns like Alexandria, working as seamstresses, laundresses, and other tasks. And many, like Hannah, worked to buy their family members out of slavery and into freedom. Also here at 404 South Royal Street is the home of George Seaton, a free African-American carpenter. He was responsible for construction of the first public schools for African-American children, including the Hallowell School for Girls. Now please walk north to Wolf Street and turn left. Walk three blocks to South Washington Street and again turn left. Walk half a block to the Campania Center. Our third site, Campania Center, is named for Elizabeth Ann Campania, a woman who spent her professional life working to help needy women and children in Alexandria. She began her work in this building in 1960. It was a YWCA then. And over the years, she developed dozens of innovative programs for women and their families that formed a vital safety net. In 25 years of work as the YWCA's executive director, Elizabeth Ann Campania transformed the nature of this assistance that the city gave to those in need, developing preschool programs, help for latchkey kids, tutoring, crisis assistance, and much more, all funded through the creative use of city, state, and federal funds. Today's Campania Center, named in her honor, continues her wonderful work. Now, walk back toward Wolf Street on South Washington for half a block and stop. Our fourth site is Alexandria Academy. This restored school building, established in 1786 by donations from George Washington and others of wealth, was originally for poor male orphans. The school also accepted girls, but only at the ratio of 4 boys to every 1 girl accepted. In 1812, the trustees of Alexandria Academy opened the Washington Free School for Girls, which was located at 218 North Columbia Street. Also in 1812, this school was taken over to serve free African American children. The school continued to operate until 1847, when Virginia state law forbade the education of African Americans. This academy, recently restored, is also open for tours. Now walk north on South Washington Street, 3 blocks to King Street, and turn right. Walk 2 blocks to the 500 block of King Street. Here you'll see our 6th site, the Alexandria Courthouse. Alexandria women have not always been part of the city's judiciary as they are today. The city's first woman judge in any court was the Honorable Irene Pancoast, who became a full-time judge at Alexandria's Juvenile and Domestic Relations Court in 1954, after she completed a distinguished career as a White House staff member and attorney. Pancoast, who served in Alexandria's old courthouse, which was then attached to City Hall, retired in 1977. In 1997, the Honorable Becky Moore became the first woman judge of the General District Court, where she serves today, and women continued to be named to the judiciary in Alexandria. Also in this block was the Harriet Williams home. Gone now, in the 500 block of King Street, was Harriet Williams' home. She was a slave owned by a man named Samuel Lindsay, who lived nearby. In Alexandria archaeology, in the Torpedo Factory, you can find artifacts and china from Harriet Williams' home. Please cross King Street now and walk 1 block east to 421 King. We're standing outside of the Alexandria Office on Women. The Office on Women was created in the 1970s after a group of women, led by staff member Vola Lawson, created the Ad Hoc Commission on the Status of Women. This commission persuaded City Council that a city department focused on women's concerns was needed. Today's Office on Women, directed by Lisa Baker, has extensive programs on issues like domestic violence, sexual assault, teen pregnancy, and much more. The office also oversees the Alexandria Women's Shelter, conducts the city's annual Breast Cancer Walk, and supports the work of the Commission for Women. Now please walk 1 1/2 blocks east on King Street into Market Square. Our 8th site is Market Square. Market Square was part of the original design of the city of Alexandria, laid out in 1749. In those times, the square was very different than today's clean and elegant site, but in some ways, the purpose was similar. In Alexandria's early days, the square was the site of small shanties from which townspeople and farmers sold merchandise and food, men and women alike. Slaves were also sometimes permitted to sell their products here, using the money to help buy their freedom and that of their family members. Sophia Browning Bell was a slave who did just this in Market Square, earning enough money to free her husband, George Bell, in 1801. Bell went on to help establish the first school for African American children in the District of Columbia. Then, as now, the square was a gathering place for events. George Washington led his troops from here to fight in the French and Indian War, and both Confederates and Union soldiers and sympathizers held rallies here. Slaves were sold in Market Square, and at one time, the public whipping post stood here as well. The city's first city hall was built on the square, and when it burned in 1871, a new city hall was rebuilt on the same site. Now please walk through Market Square and in the back door of City Hall. Proceed down the hall and into the Vola Lawson lobby. This is our 9th site. The City Hall is important to women's history as the representative site of Alexandria's women leadership in government. Alexandria's first woman to serve in the Virginia House of Delegates was civic activist Marion Galland, who was elected in 1963. Women began serving on Alexandria's City Council for the first time in 1973, when 2 women, Beverly Bidler and Nora Lamborn, were elected. Ellen Pickering was elected in 1976, staying in office until 1979, and she has continued to play an active leadership role in our city today. Marley Inman was elected to council in 1979 and became the city's first woman vice mayor in 1985. Lois Walker served two terms on the council, beginning in 1994, and today chairs Alexandria's Agenda Alexandria. Claire Eberwein was elected in 2000 and served one term. This year, she has been reelected to serve on the Alexandria School Board. Today's council includes two women. Radella Dell Pepper was elected to council in 1985 and has served continuously since then. She is presently the vice mayor of Alexandria. And Joyce Woodson, the city's first African-American woman to serve on council, was elected to her first term in 2000. Patsy Tyser was elected to serve as Alexandria's first woman mayor in 1991. She served two full terms and in 1995 was elected the first woman from Alexandria to serve in the Virginia Senate, where she continues to serve today. Marion Van Landingham represented Alexandria in the Virginia House of Delegates with great distinction from 1982 until her recent retirement in 2005. The Vola Lawson Lobby was named to celebrate the work of Alexandria's first woman city manager, Vola Lawson. Lawson began working for the city in the 1970s and in 1985 was named city manager, a position she held until 2001. Her many accomplishments include creating the Office on Women and encouraging the work of the Commission for Women, as well as showing extraordinary financial leadership, improving child care and early childhood education, economic development, housing, and much more. She was inducted into the Virginia Women's Hall of Fame in 1993 and has received many national awards for her work. She remains active in the community today. Now let's leave City Hall and walk out onto Cameron Street. Please turn left and cross North Royal Street and go to Gatsby's Tavern. Gatsby's Tavern is our 10th site. In the 1770s, Mary Hawkins was the proprietor of a tavern on Royal Street in the oldest of the buildings that have been preserved and restored today as Gatsby's Tavern. This site, almost always a tavern and boarding house, was the heart of Alexandria's social, political, and business life during the time that Mrs. Hawkins owned it. Its convenient location near Market Square ensured a good business. We know that George Washington frequented the tavern, as he noted in his diary for January 17, 1774, went up to Alexandria to court, supped at Mrs. Hawkins, and came home afterward. While no one is certain, it is likely that Mrs. Hawkins took over the tavern, which served food and drink primarily to the upper classes, from her husband at his death. She ran the tavern with the help of her daughter, sons, and several male and female slaves. There were a number of other women who ran taverns in the mid to late 18th century in Alexandria, and their names include Mary Bloxham, Elizabeth Bray, Anne Mason, and Anne McMahon. Now let's cross Market Square, walking east to North Fairfax Street. Please head toward the large stone mansion there. Our 11th site is Carlisle House. And here, the lives of two women, Sally Fairfax Carlisle and Sybil West Carlisle, were, compared to the lives of many women in the city, relatively comfortable. But the reality of their lives, compared to today's women, was difficult. Carlisle House is, even by today's standards, a large and splendid home, and it was so in 1747, when 19-year-old Sally Fairfax married John Carlisle, a successful merchant at the time. At this young age, she was responsible for overseeing not only Carlisle House, but also the family plantation in Fairfax County. She and John had 7 children in the 11 short years of their marriage, only 2 of whom survived childhood. She died in childbirth at age 30. Sybil West Carlisle was John's second wife. She had 4 children in 6 years, 3 of whom survived, but she too died in childbirth in 1769. Carlisle House and its lovely gardens are open for public tours. Now please walk one block south on North Fairfax Street to King Street. Turn left on King Street into the next block. Here you'll find Ramsey House. Ramsey House was the city home of William and Anne McCarthy Ramsey, two key figures in Alexandria history. William Ramsey was a Scottish merchant who settled here and was one of the city's key founders. Anne McCarthy was the daughter of Alexandria Mayor Dennis McCarthy and his wife, Sarah Ball. Sarah Ball was George Washington's cousin. Anne married Ramsey and bore him 5 daughters and 3 sons, and in her spare time became one of the most effective fundraisers for the Revolutionary War. She was named treasurer of Alexandria and Fairfax County and led a fundraising drive that collected more than $75,000. This would be millions today. And all of the money was to help support our Continental Army. Mrs. Ramsey did not have to raise her 8 children in this tiny house, be sure. This is a replica of the original small townhouse. They had another larger home elsewhere. Today, Ramsey House is Alexandria's visitor center. Now it's time to return to Lyles Crouch School. To do so, walk south down North Fairfax Street, crossing King Street, to Wilkes Street, about 4 blocks. Turn right on Wilkes, going west, and walk 3 blocks to St. Asaph, and turn left where you'll see Lyles Crouch School. For other tours and to learn more about Alexandria's women history, look on the website for Alexandria's Women's History Tours, and you can also listen to podcasts of longer and more extensive tours if you are interested. Thank you for learning about some of Alexandria's wonderful women.